to get off the grid. I'm talking about the traditional power grid. Stoneridge Ice Center, like most arenas, has been hemorrhaging hydro costs. And, you know, you can't exactly turn the lights off at these things. So costs to run these facilities right across North America has gotten so, so expensive that a lot of them are not just struggling to stay open, they've shut down. And on average, if you look at the costs of running an arena, it costs about $180,000 a year if that arena has 2 to 3 rinks. So it's expensive. So a lot of them are saying, like, how do we cut the cost? I mean, if you live in Ontario, you know, like, you gotta cut the costs. So this facility has teamed up with a private utility called Energy that's offering up an alternative to the traditional grid, which uses a mix of different energy technologies, which cut costs by as much as 20% right away. How? Let's ask. Let's ask the guy who is spearing this project. His name is Craig Clydesdale. He's the founder and CEO of Energy. He joins us now. Craig, the issue of hydro and power and energy costs is so predominant, you know, certainly in Ontario. You know, it's put a real strain on everything from businesses to households and, of course, arenas. It is an astronomical expense to keep these things powered. How many, do you know how many have had to close down or been affected by this?
Well, it's a North American issue right now because most companies, including arenas, their number one or number two costs are labor and power. Mm-hmm. And if you go back, you know, 15 years ago when power was 6 or 7 cents, and in a very short time it's almost, you know, it's as high as 15, 16 cents, it is a devastating number. A lot of arenas haven't closed, but they're struggling. Mm-hmm. There have been some closed, I mean some of the small ones, but they haven't closed, but they're really, really struggling. And the translation of that ends up being a higher cost for the kids who play hockey. And so the, you know, the actual result is that the arena that's struggling has to rate, you know, either charge more or, you know, come up with another solution. So the idea that we can give control and a reliable price and more affordable price is a big, big deal for that type of thing, yes.
So you've been working with this Burlington Skating Arena, and it has become essentially the first arena to go off the grid. How is it that people can go off the grid to save money?
Well, what we do, we're a private utility and we're an alternative to the public utility. And so quite simply, today, because we're around, you have two options. You can do what you're doing today and just buy your power from the local utility, or you can call us and we can give you an option and they pay us instead of them. And we put a box on the site and we provide their electricity. And because we're able to do that and we put a dedicated energy system that's dedicated only to them, typically we can save them, you know, in the range of 20%. But it's not just the money savings. That's actually the least of the big issues. The bigger issues is power quality and power reliability and blackouts and outages that really affect it. So we're able to provide a really good alternative to the utility.
So is Energy, is it essentially that you have developed like a personal energy maker, for lack of a better term? I mean, almost like someone putting a windmill on their front lawn and being able to power themselves?
In a sense, but it's really not about the technology. It's more about the model, because what happened is companies all across North America have a problem. Right? Power is out of control. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them said, well, gee, what are we going to do? I guess we have to go out and get in the generation business. We've got to figure out how to work generators. So we used to be in that business, and we figured out that clients didn't want to get in the generator business, want to solve the problem. We said, well, how about we just become a private utility? So, you know, like I said, right now you're paying the utility, so instead of paying them, you pay us, and we'll give you the power. So we put a box in your site and we'll able to do that. So that's the business we're in. And yes, it's a physical piece of equipment on the site, but think of the advantage, because right now if you're on the utility, your power is coming from some far, far away place, at a hydro station in Niagara Falls or a nuclear plant from far away, and it's going across wires and trees and poles, and by the time it gets to you, there's not much left, whereas our system is directly connected to the facility, directly connected. It's almost like being on a party line on a phone or having your own cell phone, and so we're able to provide that.
So I have to think a few other hockey rinks or other businesses will be looking at power sources like yours, I mean, to get around this, because I think the reality is, we all know, no matter what, that we got a new government, hydro in Ontario is not getting cheaper anytime soon, because the system simply can't be fixed. It's that screwed up.
No, it's a North American issue too. It's not just Ontario. And yes, we are very popular. But I think one of the other issues isn't really about the technology and stuff. It's about in a sense, our model and our ability to go to a company and just provide, again, that option to the utility. But yes, somebody told me there's 3,300 arenas in North America, in Ontario, in North America, I can't remember. I think we've spoken to all of them.
Right.
And that's only one model, because one of our mandates, too, is keep manufacturing in Ontario. Specifically, and so we're dealing with commercial industrial companies, manufacturers, and believe it or not, hockey rinks. But hockey rinks are really kind of neat, though,
right.
Because in the end, it really comes down to the price of, you know, some parent who has two or three kids playing, and if, you know, $15 or $20 more money because of hydro costs to that kid's registration makes a big difference. So if we can help there, I think it's a really, really big issue.
And you could also use this kind of thing in a home. You have this in your home?
Yeah, I do, and we also, so we do residential, we do industrial, we're kind of pretty popular, and this is going to be rolling out in a fairly big way. We're in the process of doing that. So, yes, it works all the way down to the home level, and again, similar, exactly the same model. Like on my house, I just pay them instead of paying the utility, and I get this nice little unit on my house, and it works great. Now, the other...
So, in other words, like an air conditioning unit.
It looks just, you know what, the one on your house really looks like an air conditioner. You don't even know it's there. The technology is amazing. It's all, we run it all through, it's all remotely run. We use artificial intelligence. We all the funky stuff that everybody's using now, and that's part of the reason we can do what we do, because computers are so good and the technology is so good today that we're able to now be more competitive than the old-fashioned way of building a gigantic plant.
And how much do you save off your household costs as far as that energy costs by using it?
Well, there's two places. One, on the power straight up, it's about 20%. So, you know, if I use numbers like in Ontario, you're paying, you know, typically you're paying, by the time you get your power, you're paying 15 or 16 cents, sometimes higher. We're probably closer to the 10, 11, 12 cents. But there's another piece to it. Because we're making the power on site, we create some heat. So we give you free heat. So in the arenas example, not only do they save money on their power, but now they have free heat to do something with. And guess what? You know, as an example, the Wave, we're putting a snow melting pit in so they can melt their snow, which allows them to free up a bunch of space where they used to have to dump the ice, you know, the outside. So now they can do that, which they couldn't do before because they couldn't afford the energy. So, and same thing on my house. For example, my generator heats my pool and my garage in the winter for free.
Okay.
So that, you know, if you add that into the equation, the value proposition is somewhat staggering.
Amazing. So how do people, obviously curious about saving money, where do they get more information on this?
Well, for us, we're on the website. It's pretty easy to find, ohmenergy.com. And we're easy to find, and we're happy to talk to anybody, and we're pretty excited about the opportunity. We think it's the other piece of this, because in that there is an environmental piece too, but our company believe really strongly in people, planet, profit, and any solution today that you're going to do has to be good for all three. And the original utility was never meant for that. It was meant to make money. So what we do is it's good for people, it's good for the hockey players and arena, it's good for profit because it saves the money, and it's great for the planet because we're on the site, we're close to 80% efficient as opposed to the current utility, which is closer to 20%. So
fascinating. Well, I'll keep my eyes open and see if all the arenas end up buying it and where this thing goes, but good luck with launch. And Craig, I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
That is Craig Clydesdale joining us tonight. And look, hey, 20%, that's not bad. It's not bad. And hey, if you can do it on your own, it's not a bad way. So especially if you're in the manufacturing side of things, if you're in a business in Ontario, if you can cut your costs like that, it's worth looking into this. And I'm, you know, sensing that maybe this is the way that we're moving in the future. These personalized little energy kits. Keep an eye on that one. Coming up, we'll get your news at the top of the hour, and...